Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry continues sensitization re cocoa disease. Find out more on today's program at Lita, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
High schoolers, are you the champion we're looking for? Enter the JIS poster competition and find out. Create an 11 by 17 inch poster based on the theme Jamaica's Rich Sporting Heritage. Participants may submit entries for either the illustrated or digital categories. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm, call 926-35904 extension 2137, or send an email to heritageposter@jis.gov.jm.
The Ministry of Agriculture is carrying out several sensitization sessions on the frosty pod rot disease with coca growers in the Peckham, Tweedside, James Hill and Park Hall communities in Clarendon. The sessions form part of the Ministry's public education program for cocoa farmers to control and eradicate the frosty pod rot disease. To date, meetings have been held with 500 farmers in 14 communities in Clarendon, where they have been given information on identifying and managing the frosty pod rot disease. Of the communities in the parish where farmers have been sensitized are Morgan's Pass, Trout Hall Pass, Crooked River, Bracehead and Penance. Similar sessions have also been held in St. Catherine and St. Mary, where the disease has been identified to a lesser extent. Additional surveys are being conducted in Beckford Crawl, Blackwood, Elgin, Windsor, Nine Turns, Orange Hill, Effort, Leicesterfield, Coffeepiece, Frankfield, Grantham, Smithville, Wakefield, Peckham, Tweedside, James Hill, Park Hall, Kellett's, Crofts Hill, Brandon Hill, Colonel Ridge, and Mahoe Hill in Clarendon to determine the extent of the outbreak of the disease in the parish. The disease was first identified in Clarendon, which produces 70% of the coca grown in Jamaica. Once the emergence of the disease was confirmed, the ministry issued a ministerial order on September 29 and officially launched action to eradicate the frosty pod rot coca disease. Under the order, all cases or suspected cases of frosty pod rot are to be immediately reported to the plant quarantine branch and or the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, the Cocoa Industry Board and the Research and Development Station at Bodles in St. Catherine. The movement of cocoa plants, pods, seedlings and cuttings is also restricted. Frosty pod rot attacks the pod of the cocoa and leads to rotting within 3 months. Among the characteristics of this disease are light yellow swellings and sometimes distortion of young pods, and the seeds mass may become soft and watery. Older pods generally show large dark brown spots with irregular borders. Partial or total premature ripening also occurs, and internally the seeds become reddish brown. As the disease advances, most of the external surface becomes covered by a thick whitish fungal growth. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you see everybody run, take time. Translation: if you see everybody running, take your time. And this means you may get into trouble following others. Don't be too quick to find out the source of the excitement.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.